You know, there's plenty of figures in the Bible that I feel have some level of relatability. Whether it's the personality of David or the poetics of Solomon, there's always some figure worth reading about in the book. I find myself being intrigued all the time with some of the spiritual powerhouses of the past. Whether it's Samson the mighty, the man of many locks and undefeated in combat, or Moses the leader, the man who helped free God's people, or maybe Abraham, the father of many. There's a lot of learning lessons from each of these individuals, and in many discussions, most people find themselves residing with one of them. I am no different from this. However, there's a specific person in particular in the Bible that I relate my entire being to. In fact, I would go as far as to say that I often find myself being in his shoes. No, it's not Joshua. Though I know the calling of God has put on my life and the teachings that he gave on to Joshua are definitely something I follow and obey, it's not him. No, it's not the nearly perfect human that is Elijah. No, not Shadrach, Meshach, or Abednego. Not Peter, the disciple of Christ, or even Job, though I reference him a lot. It goes beyond those spiritual kings of the past. I'm thinking even more human than that. Thinking of the criminal that laid on the cross with Jesus. Yes, him. You see, during Christ's crucifixion, the crowd of people that came to witness it began to hurl insults and mock him, telling him to work wonders and asking for help from his father. This crowd of people, I find myself understanding to be unnaturally angry. It wasn't out of humor that they mocked him. No, they spoke with anger. They spoke from the death of their loved ones, their lost jobs, their lack of food on the table. They spoke from their pain of drowning themselves in alcohol. They spoke from drugs. They spoke from anger, depression. Where were you in my life? A common question I'd imagine they asked in great anger. Don't you fear God? The criminal said towards the crowd as they continued to show anger. What's interesting to me about this criminal's response isn't actually the fact that he knew that Christ was king. It was his desperate question towards the angry crowd that wanted him dead. His question came from a place of understanding. Not just the fact that Christ was innocent, but from a place of understanding the weight of his crimes. To know he was deserving. To know that their anger was in fact misplaced. Don't you fear God? Was to say, don't you know what he can do in your life? Don't you know no task is too great? Don't you know he hears any and all your cries? Don't you know? Even though the criminal was in great pain, he understood that his anger shouldn't be directed towards Jesus, who was being persecuted along with him. In fact, he understood to not even curse the crowd, but instead rebuke them. Though up until this point, this criminal has already blown my mind with his response in spite of facing his near death. It was what he said right after that cemented things for me. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. You see, he didn't say, save us from this crowd. He didn't say, when you come into your kingdom, make me rich, heal my wounds, cure me. In fact, the criminal didn't think he was worth any of that. He didn't say, Jesus, give me a spot in heaven, make me a king, make me happy. No, I'm a criminal after all. What do I deserve? I've gone on doing many bad and wicked things. My anger has been misplaced, and I don't even deserve the right to keep on living. But if you can just remember me, even if I'm a simple memory, please remember me.